keep falling into temptation. I don't wanna keep pleasing my own desires. I don't wanna have to keep begging for restoration. Lord, I need you to take control of my life and breathe life again. Breathe life again. Breathe life again. Breathe life again. Breathe life again, oh. Breathe life again, revive again, breathe life again, breathe life again, breathe life again, please, breathe life again, breathe life again. Breathe life again, Lord. Breathe life again. Revive again.
Excellent.
Breathe me back to life.
Hello. Let me get back over into our chat page. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 50 Minute Rev. Dr. Missy. Good. Oh, my goodness. How's your week been, guys? It's so good to see everybody. Hi, Facebook. Hi, YouTube. A lot of things going on right now. Hope everybody's doing okay. Hey, Cynthia, how are you? I need to pay that out. My God, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Can you feel the witchcraft in the atmosphere? Good Lord above. A lot of stuff going on. Before we get going, I want to give a shout out, though, to Margaret Rowe Couture. Thank you, MargaretRowe.com. Thank Margaret for everything she does for sponsoring the 15 Minute Rev as well as Smack Talk Radio. And regardless of what's going on our atmosphere, a lot of good things are going on here. And so we're very, very grateful for our sponsors and everything that they do. And so we want to say thank you for sponsoring us today. And before we get started, I want to give you a quick word from our sponsor, and I'll be right back to talk to you.
Hi, did you know Mother's Day is coming up? Well, guess what? Margaret Rowe is partnering with Chrismella Ketch. So let me tell you how our partnership is working. So for every earring that you purchase, you'll get $50 off. And the first five purchases will receive a Chrismella Ketch back. Why is that important? Because when you purchase a Margaret Rowe earring, you are not going to want to lose it. And with this special, innovative, patented design, you simply pinch the back, pop it on your earring, and it is not going to come off until you take it off. So it's a very fun promotion. Be sure to shop Margaret Rowe and happy Mother's Day.
Awesome. And if you didn't catch the earrings that we were showing you on there, those are Margaret's signature collection. You want to go check them out. They're absolutely beautiful. And absolutely just stunning. They're affordable. And she's got some higher end ones. So go check her out. MargaretRowe.com. We again, thank you for what you do. But I want to show you who she got to see the other day. Hang on 1 second. And here we go. Looky there. Looky there. You know who that is, right? So Priscilla Presley, and she's affiliating with some of the neatest people right now. But they're buying her jewelry. And I think the ladies person that bought them was actually Stevie Nicks. And so a lot of people buying her stuff right now. Her stuff is taking off. You want to go check her out again at MargaretRowe.com. We absolutely love her brand. And so go check her out. Go treat yourself to something fun today. But anyway, back to you. What's going on with you? Oh my goodness. And so, you know, we're in C2, right? We're in C2. So we know, we've talked about this several times in the past as far as what to expect during this time of the year. It's the craziest time of the year, actually, for us as we try to navigate our way through into our new. I've told you about the four chambers of God's heart, chamber one, chamber two, chamber three, chamber four. And so chamber one is actually kind of a resting time. That's from January to April. And once we hit April, things are taking off. Now, we're 26 days into this. And so I'm actually observing the ratcheting up of witchcraft right now. And it's really, really different this year because it's so subtle. And I believe it's also because the church hasn't been getting cleaned up, but I'm getting ahead of myself because if you know anything about C2, C2 is actually the time where we have a choice to take on higher levels of God's mind. And so we get to choose between Holy Ghost fire, which is life, or strange fire, which is darkness. So you get to choose what you're going to believe and what you're going to receive. That's a holy reality versus unholy realities. And so whichever one you choose to believe is which one you're going to step inside of. And that's the one you're going to abide within. And so God is trying to get us to enter in. Okay, that's the whole reason for this test right now. And so the enemy has been actually trying to come against the truth prophets now, because the truth prophets are really preaching a lot of this stuff. They're preaching about deliverance. They're preaching about trying to get the church free. Well, the enemy wants you stuck, church, in an unholy reality. Why do you think he's trying to fight your deliverance so hard? Hence, they're coming at me. They're coming at people like me, by the way. So it's not just me. I'm not taking it personally. It's just the name of the game. But the body, if this is you and you haven't come inside right now, it's beginning to get its butt kicked by the enemy mentally, because they can't discern between ungodly, demonic realities versus truthful, godly realities. Not to mention, they can't discern between the truth prophets and the lying prophets. They can't even discern between that anymore, who haven't been cleaned up. And so if we've noticed now, the fight is coming. It's coming to in the battlefield, where the false prophets are now accusing the truth prophets of being lying prophets. And it's a demonic strategy to confuse the sheep. And if you know anything about God, God is not an author of confusion. He's in the middle of these things. He actually tries to come in to discern and separate the truth from a lie, to help the bride come inside. That's his job. But it comes down to then, do you really know him? Because if you don't really know the king, then you're not even going to be able to discern the truth in anything. Because you won't know his voice. You haven't gotten cleaned up from you to come in. So here we stand at the precipice, with many trying to climb God's mountain. And they're all about to get judged for coming before the king any old way they please. And with many thinking they're acceptable, but they haven't gotten deliverance yet to ensure they've been purified or made acceptable. If you remember anything, Esther went through a year of refinement and cleaning, getting cleaned up before she was ever presented before him or before the king. You know that, right? So she didn't just go before the king in her day any old way. But yet here we sit with the fake church, or those having gotten caught up in it, thinking that they're going to come in regardless. Interesting. Interesting. So little do they know that the judgment of the Lord is what awaits them. And so what they're doing right now, see, it's interesting to me how people who get caught up in wrong thinking, they take on one of three mentalities. One of three. It's two wrongs make a right. Two peas in a pod, or two birds of a feather flock together. But the problem with that is, with people within that flock, is that once one of those sheep starts flying in a truthful direction, then the other ones start trying to pull them back, saying, no, 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 no. You have to stay here with us, because we're safe here. We're safe in this apparatus of death. We're safe in this fake reality. We're safe. We're doing this together. Remember, if the ship goes down, we all go down together. Not I, said the fly. Not I. I'm going on in with the Lord and I. And so, I'm going to be that one crab that's going to climb out. I don't care. I'm not going to go to hell with anybody. I'm just not. You can go all by yourself and have yourself a wonderful time. You and the devil. A lot of you entertain him right now anyway. And so, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being honest. And so they get really, really ticked off at me because I'm a prophet who tells them the truth about these things. And yet, and so they're afraid. Notice they're afraid to come hear the truth. And it's like, the end will prove itself beautifully against you, unfortunately. And so I really, really do. I want to preface this too. Cat Kerr, if you're not listening to Truth Prophets right now, Truth Prophets are Cat Kerr, Ron Horner, Daniel Duvall. They're part of the New Movers. They're all part of the New Movers myself. And I hate to label myself as that, but God is showing up in power here. And so how do you know God's people? By his love, by his presence, by his power. So I say that confidently in the King. He's showing up in power here. But then that goes back. So what we're dealing with is this unholy mentality of those who don't have the firepower, and they're ticked off because they haven't listened to him. So they're all trying to gather as many eunuchs as they can. They're all under Jezebel's spell. Oh, let's all go to hell together. Good luck. Have a good time. You can do that by yourself. But, you know, if God told Moses to keep the people, who are idol worshipers, by the way, at the base of the mountain, lest they be killed, wouldn't that be the same standard that applies to us today? Wouldn't that be? And so who do these people think that they are, actually? You have to ask yourself that about the fake church today. Who do you think you are? It's like they're so scared, or they're scared blankless. That's what that really means. And so they're rushing the gates regardless of the consequences, hoping God will allow them in his mercy. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And God's warned us about these things. He's looking for people who fear him, who have honor of him, not fake honor, true honor. They do what he asks them to do. They obey him. They obey him. So we're having to contend then now, as we walk through C2, with the psychological effects on the church, the psychological effects of witchcraft on the church, and how it creates wrong perceptions. Okay, a perception. You ever heard of the analogy? Perception is reality. You ever heard of that? Okay, so if your perceptions are off or skewed, if your perceptions are skewed, then that's going to mean that you're not stepping into truth. That's what that means. And it usually also means, too, you're afraid of you. You're afraid of what you're going to find if God puts his finger on things in you. And so if you haven't gotten cleaned up, that means neither has your thinking. Neither has your thinking, which affects your perceptions or ways of seeing reality around you. And the devil is using your vessel to mislead you and probably others around yourself until you step into deliverance to get this crap off your mind. That's what he's trying to do. And so this is why people are congregating together, all the fake church, because in their eyes, they would rather be with other people that are wrong and feeling like they're commiserating, and at least we'll go down together. But this is going to feel really, really stupid when all this thing turns around and God's like, where were you at, Gideon? Now you're all stuck outside and you could have been this much farther ahead in the process. But in order not to bring you inside, I've got to take you through suffering. What do you think the purpose of C2 is all about? And I'm just, wow. I mean, people will fight for their right to go back to Egypt and die. That's what I see happening right now, because nobody knows how to walk through C2 or chamber 2 of God's heart. Remember, the chambers are levels of intimacy, 4 levels of intimacy that we go through yearly. And so C2 then tells me, or this grouping of the fake church tells me, that if they can't control you, truth prophet, this is for you truth prophets out there. They're under Jezebel's spell. If they can't control you, if they feel like you're not joining their eunuchs, you're not joining their fake cliques or whatever it is that they try to make you participate in, then they try to paint you and brand you as invalid or false prophet. That's the motive. But God's fixing to prove himself true. And so you guys get to do, you get what you get. You get what you get. And so God bless you. So anyway, C2, place of refinement for all believers. Must enter in order to attain freedom from the strange fire around themselves, which hinder godly thinking. Strange fire is created by witchcraft, aka magic, spells and laws, rituals, ceremonies, demonic festivals. This is the high time of the year for that to happen. Used to stop the body from coming through into maturity so the body can climb the mountain of God in a normal fashion like they used to, without those hindrances affecting them while they try to come through. But what does this mean for you? It means that you're purposefully having to think about what you're thinking about all day, every day, until you cross the finish line of C3. That's the way to come through. And it's where C3 is, where you approach the ninth of Av, where God inspects you to see if you've been approved to come up higher into higher levels of God's love and spirit. You can't just walk on through. And a lot of people thought that they could. And that's why the church is so immature right now, because they've gotten caught up in lower levels of C2, lower levels of the mountain. God didn't allow them through. They don't have firepower. Hey, Tammy, good afternoon, man. But, you know, don't quit. For those of you who are obeying him, because we knew that the bride would be small. We knew that the bride would be small. Okay, so don't get discouraged by this. Don't get discouraged by your small inner circle, because not everybody is on the same spiritual page as you. And not everybody has understood these concepts that you're being introduced to. So God is saying for you, bride, the true bride, as you come inside, trust me, let me put my presence around you, his presence in with true believers who understand the warm, unconditional love of God. Let me bring those around you. That's God truly building your house instead of you. See, we used to think in the past that we were going to pick our friends and everything. And now God's saying, no. In this season, you're going to let the Ancient of Days do this. And you're going to inquire to me about a thing, because I'm the one who knows the end from the beginning. So this is why I'm telling you not to quit, because everything's about to turn around. And so are the politics, by the way. It's coming to an end. We're in the last 6 months of this mess, and that's what they're prophesying, not them, but I've heard this on a political thing. And I've heard it actually on three things now. It's starting to be confirmed through God. And I'm sensing it too, that we're coming to the end thing, because we're coming into all truth, which is the sea of glass. If you know anything about, after you've gotten cleaned up from yourself, gotten cleaned up from your mess, then you enter into all truth, which is the sea of glass right in front of the throne of God. Another conversation for another day, but we're heading for the turnaround. That's what you have to look forward to. But this is why I'm telling you, and I mean this, I'm going to say it bluntly. Don't believe the clowns pretending to be prophets these days, because they all congregate together and they talk about their fleshly opinions or their limited wrong perceptions. They haven't gotten cleaned up. This is why they say don't listen to too many voices. Don't listen to too many voices right now. And matter of fact, interestingly enough, after all this mess happened in 2020 with Trump, the Lord told me, he said, stop listening to all this garbage. It's garbage. It's man's opinion over my truth. Just ask me what I have to say about a thing and I'll tell you. And so I thought, you know what? That's really dumb of me. Why didn't I do that? And so I started doing that, and I started stepping into this place of peace like I've never been in before. And all of a sudden, God's spirit started coming in around me, and boom, I started coming up into major firepower through the Lord. And so these people aren't going to hear the Lord unless they get cleaned up. Why do you think all the New Move ministries are purely deliverance ministries? He's preparing the bride who wants to come inside. This is the new part of the new season you've stepped into. It's about getting you cleaned up, making you pure and spotless, so you can get prepared for what the King wants you to do. And I have to say to these false prophets who are falsely accusing us, why do you think none of your prophecies are coming to pass? Have you ever thought about that? And they get really mad at me when I say that. How dare you? Do you know how big my... I love you, but that's the truth. You have to be honest with yourself. And you're only getting angry because anger, the root of anger is fear. What are you so afraid of? None of your prophecies have come to pass. And God bless you, but it's because you will not get cleaned up from you. And think about what God could do through you if you obeyed him and came through. Because we need you. We need you. And I don't think a lot of these people meant to get caught up over there. I think it was accidental because of that framework and that structure, that false structure that's been built up around the church. It's called religion. So anyway, they attack the truth prophets because our prophecies are. And so they're angry for having not listened to the King to get rid of their shortcomings so they can come in. But that's a demonic attack. Okay. So regardless, here we go. Let's jump into Judges 6, 1 through 40. And we're talking about, now this was interesting. We're talking about two types of Gideons. I've never had God say that to me before. One is real and the other one is false. The false Gideons are stuck in Gideon's lack of faith, a lack of trust. Okay. Remember when we learned about Gideon, when God first found Gideon, he was hiding instead of trusting God for his promises. He was hiding. He didn't believe that God, oh no, God can use me. No. So instead of trusting God, he was always raising the words when God would tell him something. Well, if you do this, instead of when you do this. See, one is a faith word and the other one is lack of belief or lack of faith. And if you know what happened to the Israelites got sent back to the Red Sea. They didn't get to cross over. They went through another wilderness wandering. They went for 40 years because of lack of belief. So what we're seeing about Gideon, then, are these false Gideons now who are saying, no, we're the bride. We're the bride. We're going to come inside, but nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. None of the words are being heard by the Lord anymore. We told you. We told you for 5 years. If you did not come inside, the spiritual laws would be narrowing against you. And so now they're having to watch this happen against them. And their words, their prophetic words that they're releasing into the atmosphere, their prayers, even in the courts of heaven, aren't being heard. God meant what he said when he told you these things. So they're not operating in true faith. They're not operating in belief so God can bring them into the new. So because Gideon did not trust in the Lord, he decided to do it in, how do you want to say, it's underhanded, really. It's a lack of faith. It's saying, well, I'm going to put one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. And I'm going to do it my way. But this is the fake church. This is the church who refuses to obey the king. And so if you know anything about the Lord, if you were a groom looking for a wife, don't you want someone who's on your side? Don't you want somebody who's I'm in this for the long haul. I don't know where this is taking us. Getting married's a big thing. It's a pretty big deal. But we don't know if you say I do to somebody where your journey's going to take you to. But if you say yes and you put on the ring, you're in it for the, you're in it to win it. You're in it for the long haul, come hell or high water. You're in it with him. Right? So this is what God thinks about the bride and those who say they're his. And they say she says she wants to come inside. And yeah, we have these fake Gideons over here. And they're like, what? Yes, no, maybe so. Yes, no, no. I don't know. What are the truth? What are the fake prophets? Who's who? You don't know who's who. Cause they won't make a commitment. They're fearful of commitment. So Gideon lacked this trust in the Lord. And he snuck around because he was afraid people would think he was crazy. So he worked at night and he did the things God told him to do at night. So nobody knew what he really believed. No commitment. He didn't want to look bad in front of man. So he listened to God's truthful prophets behind the scenes, but he lacked real trust in the king. And so he was one foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world. And God said, you better make up your mind, Betty. I'm fixing to spew you out of this thing. I hate lukewarmness. If you say you trust me, you say you know me, you get your butt in. That's a thus saith the Lord. So what this boiled down to then is that Gideon thought more of what man had to say about him than he did of God. And so I have to say, if I were in Gideon's day, I would look at him and I would say, boy or girl, you better get your butt in gear and get your rear here in faith. Get your rear over here because you can't serve two masters. Oh, ye of little faith. What does this mean, though, for the bride who has come inside? And this is great news for you. This is great news for you. The true Gideon's army, the bride, she is true faith. Remember, I told you about what the rabbi said 5 years ago when he said there were four people groups, and there was one that said, no, thanks. We don't want your info. And I'm like, good luck. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. The second group had a lot of fear. They're like, oh, I don't know if we should stay over here. The third people group was like, oh, no, we're going to go. And we're going to go with our grave clothes. And God said, nope, no, you're not. Stay outside. And the fourth people group was like, we trust you, Lord. We don't know where you're going. We've never been this way before. That was the bride. That was the group of people that came inside. But I do believe there was a people group over here that got caught up in this unholy reality, and they didn't mean to get caught up over here. they just were deceived. They were caught up in that false apparatus because that's all they held dear. That's all they ever knew. And so God is going after, he's leaving the 99 now. The 99 with the bride, because he knows he's got them almost safely inside. And he's going after the ones who accidentally got caught up in that mess. Is that you? So this is the true Gideon's army, by the way. The bride, she has true faith. She's gotten rid of her pride. And so Gideon had to have repeated reassurance that the Lord was with him. He had to know if his prayers were being answered and packing a punch. And you know that God was eating the enemy's lunch. But he saw it time and time and time and time again. And so I just have to laugh at this because I know this is just the process of faith. But God's saying, I have you on your way into your promised land blessings, which doesn't leave too much room for those attacking you. So because God says, I'm not hearing. This is just to prove a point to you. Okay. And I didn't know this until today, by the way. I didn't know this at all until today. And I was shocked when I got to this place in my sermon part here, my thing here. But God says he doesn't hear the prayers of the righteous. Okay. And it's based on John 3:27 too, because if something, let me read it to you. Actually, I want you to hear it. It says, a man can receive nothing unless it's been given to him from heaven. Go read it, John 3:27. And so each person then has their portion of heaven. I think it's 1 Corinthians 13:10, or it's 10:13. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but go look it up. You're given your portion of heaven. And God does not, if you know the book of Numbers, he does not transfer inheritances to other tribes. He put that in the Bible. He doesn't do that. Each person's given their own portion of kingdom. So given that, then we're responsible for what we choose to do with our portion. Are we going to get it cleaned up and come through? Or are we going to stay the same and stay outside? Well, we can stay comfortable and stay in our own flesh and do what we think we need to do in our own vanity and pride. See, man always thinks he knows more than God. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but it's in his death. So God says, this is how I want to prove to you that I don't hear your enemies. And this is why I want to prove to you, how I want to prove to you, Gideon's army, that I'm bringing you through. And I'm bringing you through with what I told you I would do for you. Is that, first of all, I don't hear the prayers and decrees in the courts or not made against my righteous bride. I only hear the prayers of the righteous because I know her heart and she's come inside. Hence, those enemies choosing to stay in the outer courts and trying to pretend they understand the ways of the king or me as a judge are only kidding themselves because their cases don't even ring anything in my ears. I don't hear a thing. Their heart conditions and their motives only serve themselves. So it's all about motive. As to prayers being heard by the Lord, we ask amiss. Remember that prayer? Your prayers aren't answered because you ask amiss. So that leads me to ask you, do you even understand the purpose of this? The purpose of God teaching you about the enemy accusing you night and day in the courts of heaven. The enemy being who? The enemy being who? Satan and other people. It's the enemy's spirit. See, you're a spirit. God's a spirit. The devil's a spirit. The spirit that you submit to is the spirit that flows through you. Now, if your vessel has not been cleaned up, that means you have an outer court, an inner court, and a holy of holies. But if you have not been cleaned up, that means your gates are torn down. There's nothing there to stop any illegal activity, any illegal spirits. That means you're prime pickings for any demon to flow through you 24/7. They can use your mind. They can use your will, your emotions, just like Jesus. So then here we have the fake church, the false prophets or the deluded prophets who won't get cleaned up, trying to tell us, no, I hear God, I hear God, I hear God. Any old voice will do. If I'm not sure who I'm hearing, maybe I hear you. Knows. No, you're not hearing the Lord. Because if you did, your words would be coming true. You want to know how I know that? I know that Because Jesus lives in me. If Jesus lives in me, if the truth lives in me, and I'm truly listening to the King, and I'm not listening to any old thing, and I've gotten cleaned up to where the only voice I do hear is Him, and I'm praying, and I'm listening to the truth, King's decree. I'm seeking His truth about a thing, everything that I pray. So the only thing coming out of my vessel is truth. Truth to the one who I am true to. And so God, the Father, is above us. Jesus lives in us. So when Jesus prays through us, God cannot deny Himself. It's 100% effective, 100% of the time. And then your prayers start packing a punch. You start knocking the hell out of the devil. But the purpose, and of you being forced to learn about the courts, going back to that, it's because when you have accusers coming in left and right, remember that says the enemy comes in and accuses us day and night. That's people, by the way. It's God, the enemy flowing through people, accusing you day and night. That becomes an opportunity for you to get to know you. Okay, that's God's opportunity to show you your real heart condition. So when people accuse you, well, you did this and you did that. And that's what the courts are for. It's a deliverance tool. I've said it the whole time. That's what I've told you the whole time. But this is an opportunity for us to get real with the King. Because trust me, He knows your heart condition. He knows everything. You're the only one choosing not to look at you. So that's what hinders you from coming through. So the Lord's saying, I know your enemy's heart conditions who pray against you. And their heart conditions and motives only serve themselves. So there is no truth in them. So I consider your enemies liars and thieves in the eyes of the judge and the King. So what are you worried about, Gideon? You can trust my promises. And quit saying if now, but when. Quit saying if, but when. And so when God does this thing He's promised you He would do, He's saying that because He sees your potential and where His faith is growing you. You stepped out in trust. You're trusting the King. And you're seeing what the true King says about a thing through the King's decree. And you're obeying Him. That's the key. That's the real key. So if you know anything about true faith, God sees what we will be. And it's why God tells you, you are what you shall be. You are already what you shall be. You just can't see it yet. Gideon, I'm unfolding a thing. Oh, ye of little faith. And so for those who've trusted to come in on the blind. Okay, remember, we're in four tests now. I've already told you this like several revs now. We're in the trust test. That was the first test we stepped into. Then we stepped into the obedience test. Then we stepped into the proving of God's will test. And what's the other one, God? You just said it today. There's fourth. Shoot, man. There's another one too. And I'll remember it here in a second. But there's another one. It's proving of God's will. And so we're coming out from amongst them. That's basically what it is. But that's not the fourth test. I'll remember here in a second. So if you know anything then about true faith, God sees what you're going to be. He's already predestined that for you. And it's why God tells you, you are what you shall be. And it's why God called you into His heavenly reality to see if you'd obey Him. Or if you continue doing what you're going to do, are you going to get stuck in the courts of heaven, spinning your wheels constantly, going around your mountain, refusing to deal with you? So it's why God said, I told you to come out from amongst them, Abraham, to come into your own land. But, and no, I don't listen to those stuck in the den of thieves. Remember what He did with the den of thieves. He said, I'm not buying your brand of love. And He was turning over their tables left and right with the cat of nine tails, whipping them up one side and down the other because they would not change. Yet they had the audacity to come into God's house, preaching any old thing, speaking any old thing. And the Lord said, I'm not listening to those stuck in the den of thieves anymore. They lied to me then, and they still lie to me now, thinking I don't see their heart condition or I don't see their decrees, which hindered their words from reaching me, because I do know your weaknesses. And there is no fleecing here in this place. It's an act of blind faith in your trust of coming forward in me. God's already doing this thing, bride. Just believe. He's on your side. And his heart really is to help all people come in. He really does want everybody to come in if you'll just listen to the King. And so there's no more sneaking around. There's no more sneaking around. You're either in or you're out. And now it's about time to get hopping. So if you know anything about the difference between the flesh and the spirit, your enemies are praying in the flesh while you're praying in the spirit. The flesh can only go so far as it has limitations, while the spirit is eternal. And it's like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. So these people think, I have to laugh sometimes because, you know, people think that the enemy thinks they're going to wear you out. And the Lord's like, oh, no, no, I'm with him. I'm just going to keep energizing them and energizing them and energizing them. And I'm just like, wow, God, this is amazing. I mean, it's amazing. So this is why your enemies are desperate to stop you, truth prophet. And it's because they want people living a lie. That's the occult, by the way. They're using these people through spells, magic spells and laws. They're using the fake church that way. They're using their weaknesses that way. And you know what? I wouldn't want any devil using me. The only person I want to use me is the Lord. And that's for the goodness of heaven. But he wants you stuck living a lie so that the devil can come inside before his time. And the Lord's saying to the bride, you stand while I bring you into your land. The enemy is only trying to shut you down, truth prophet, because you are very effective in what God has you doing. And they're terrified because judgment is now in the room. Remember, when truth walks in the room, hey, Catherine, when truth walks in the room, so does judgment. God has no choice. Truth, judgment always follows the truth. So that brings us to Luke 22, 54, 23, 12, where Satan shows up in four places. And this is interesting too. Now check this out. I saw this yesterday and I wouldn't expect him to see this either, but he shows up in the temple. He showed up in the upper room. He showed up in the garden and in the courts of heaven. I think God's covering all of his bases here. How did he show up in the temple? He showed up in the temple by energizing Judas or the fake church, because most were never God's child to begin with. So like Judas, they easily turn on God's people. And if they did it to Jesus, then they'll try to betray you too. So beware as we come into this new. And then Satan showed up in the upper room because, you know, when the power comes into the room, he's always going to follow it there too. He's always trying to illegally tap into false or to power illegally, right? He does it through the occult. He does it through people trying to attach themselves to you who don't want to do what you've done to get what you've got. That's called usury, by the way. But the difference between Satan using Judas and Satan sifting God's true children is because God's true children are off limits to him. Unless Satan asks God first, which is what he had to do in order to challenge Job or to test Joseph. He had to go to the Lord. So remember, Job and Joseph were both used in a righteousness test, but both were also very blessed. And at the end of their test, they got double for their trouble. Remember that. So God already knew their hearts and he knew they'd pass the test. He wasn't worried about them. That's why he let the enemy sift them. There's a difference between a heart of betrayal and a heart that's being sifted in a thing. Could it be church? Could it be you're being sifted right now and you don't even know it? And you're so afraid of going through any more hardship that you're like, no, I'd just rather stay over here where I'm miserable. And I'm not dogging you. I'm just being honest with you. But why would you want to go back to Egypt where you were so unhappy when God spent so much time delivering you and getting you that far? You've got that much time invested. Why not come all the way in? Come all the way in. Hey, Janet. Hence, Judas failed that test and he ended up being suicided. He suicided himself because he never knew the Lord. He was never God's child. He was an interloper, a pretender, playing like he was on board with the Lord. Is that you? You're just playing like you're on board, sitting your butt in a pew, and you're just every Sunday going to church, but nothing's happening in you. Nothing's happening to change you, to help you step up into a higher level, the best self that God wanted you to be. That's what he's coming after. He's trying to bless you. And then Satan then met Jesus in the garden. And if you know anything about times, we're always in a fight over times and laws. It's in the Bible. Go look it up. From now until Jesus comes back, we will be in a fight with the occult over times and laws. Do you know what time it is? You're called to be sons and daughters of Issachar, knowing the signs and the times. And then I have to ask you, do you know how to cycle through God's heart? Do you understand the process? See 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chamber 1, chamber 2, chamber 3, chamber 4. What's your levels of intimacy? 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which means you have to hit your new door every time. Which means you've got to deal with you in order to go through. You don't just get to cycle through any old way. Oh, he's going to have mercy on me today. No. He's actually has expectations of you in order for you to come on through now. Because at the ninth of Av, when you come to C3, that means that God is looking to see if you're passing his inspections. Do you look like him or do you look like leaven? You can't mix the two. You're either of God or you're not. It's as simple as that. Keep it simple. I keep things real simple over here. So anyway, in the garden, there are certain times and seasons of darkness that God has appointed. Those are times of testing that we walk through. Hello, IEC 2. Chamber 2, it's a time of refining. We go through strange fire, which is witchcraft, major witchcraft hitting us like it is right now. And then you go and you have to choose Holy Ghost fire. So God says, I set before you life and death. Choose life. Choose life. What does that mean for you in this time, C2? It means that God is testing you to see if you're going to come inside, but he's also trying to develop his mind in you. You're developing the mind of Christ like that, which is in Christ Jesus. You're having to think about what you're thinking about. Is it strange fire? Is it witchcraft? Or is it the truth? It's as simple as that. If God has made a promise to you, then you're going to speak that back to the Lord. Nope, this is what God told me. Nope, God said he was going to do this. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Speak the word back to him. Speaking the truth back to the enemy. So he can bring you on in to your promised land blessings. But this is a time of darkness that we're walking through. So this particular time was when the Lord allowed Jesus to be wrongfully accused and arrested, i.e. the courts of heaven. So you're trying to believe God for a thing in C2, and you're trying to walk it out and stay true. And all of a sudden you start taking these dumb attacks coming at you. All these people accusing you. What do you believe in that for? That's dumb. Oh, I'm going to do them a favor. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray witchcraft prayers over them. Hello, I don't need your help praying for me. God's got me. He's got you. And so if you can't pray the true king's decree, you're seeking the king about a thing, I don't want your help in this thing. Keep your mouth off me, please, because I'm praying in God's will. You're praying in your own. And that's the problem with the fake church right now. They've gotten a hold of some powerful tools, i.e. praying the word of the Lord, and they're abusing it along with their giftings. Do you realize your giftings were only given to you for the Lord to use, not you? And that's after he got you cleaned up so he could flow through you to see if he could utilize your vessel to help others around you. But yet we have so many leaders, so many sheep using those giftings to look into each other's lives, and then they abuse those things and they abuse each other. It's like a voyeur constantly. It's like voyeurism. It's like mind your own business. Go clean up the crap in your own backyard first. It's why we have so much dysfunction. So the Lord is looking. He's looking for people who will be true, people who know the time. They're looking to get cleaned up inside. But if you knew anything about this time of testing in the garden for Jesus, this was also his part of his testing. He went through testing too. He went through everything first, and then he called you. He said, you want to go and you want to walk through the sufferings of Christ with me. You want to come inside because I've got a great plan for you. And by the way, this leads you to resurrection power. When he died on the cross, it was a prototype of how to do that thing. But in order to come inside, you had to be a Job or a Joseph. You have to let him test you. If you only knew what waited for you at the end of this thing. Oh my goodness. And so, like Job and Joseph, God knew what Jesus was going to do because he knew his heart. And he knew Jesus was yielded to his will. Are you? Because God truly does know you. He knows you. He knows those who are going to stay true and who are going to obey him through and through. He knows. But this is the place we now find ourselves in. And so what God didn't tell us at the beginning of this test when we entered in, he didn't tell us we were heading toward resurrection power. He didn't tell us he was going to endue us with power, fire power for the hour. So we just kind of aimlessly went in, trusting him, not knowing where this thing would end and begin. And so, but that's part of loving the king. It's part of knowing that he has the best plan for you. And we know that even though he takes us through suffering, we know that every testing has an ending day. We know that it's going to take us somewhere great. We know these things because we know the goodness of the heart of God, just like he knows your heart too. So we've seen him in past seasons. We know that he's always been true. And so, okay, so God knows your future and he knows what's about to happen, but you don't. You don't. So when circumstances seem negative, you have to make yourself trust the Lord, Gideon, i.e. C2. When it doesn't look like things are working out for you, you're walking on blind faith, then get on board. The outcome is fixing to be glorious for you. Get on board, church. Get on board. And then the fourth place the enemy shows up is in the courts. In the courts. Where Satan shows up to lead men astray. Remember, I just talked about that. Because unless they utilize the courts of heaven the way God intended, they're prime pickings for deception. Hence, the courts of heaven are used as a deliverance tool for you in order for you to see who you truly are. Pardon me. Because God already sees this from afar. It's where Peter was tested. This should be not consolation. This should bring you comfort. Pardon me, please. If you've gotten caught up in, if you're afraid you're caught up in the false structure of the fake church, if you're afraid of this, there's no condemnation, by the way, because God's coming after you. He knows who's going to be true. He is leaving the 99 and he's coming after you. That's how much he loves you. He's not going to leave you stuck there. But if Peter got stuck, I think Peter's one of my favorite people in the Bible. Peter got stuck. A few of the disciples got stuck. You know how I know this? Pardon me. Because they got scared. And they denied the Lord. But Jesus knew his heart. He just knew he was caught up in fear. But he knew he really loved him. And then he wanted to draw near. And so that's why Jesus told him, and he told Peter, he goes, "You're going to deny me." And Peter's like, "Oh, no, no, no. I would never know. I would never do that." He was horrified. I'm so sorry. But that's why Jesus told him, "No, before the cock crows three times today, you're going to deny that you knew me." And it happened just like he said. And so God does know you. He knows you. He knows that you're trying to be true. He knows where you have shortcomings. He knows who's really his and who is not. That's what I'm trying to say. But he's not going to leave you in any old bad lot. He's going to come in and get you. That's how he went after Peter. He went back after Peter. He said, "Go tell him I'm okay. Go tell him I'm okay." And so he did. And so do you know your own deception that's gotten you caught up in your own ways? Do you know your own deception? Because if I know me better than you know me, this is where God wants to take you. See, because most of the church right now is caught up in Jezebel's spell, witchcraft spells, laws, and magic. Very, very strategically caught up in Jezebel's spell. Why Jezebel? Have you ever wondered about that? Why Jezebel? Jezebel, I believe, was chosen by the occult because Jezebel is the front runner for the Antichrist spirit. That demon is out to steal your identity. How does it do it? It comes after you through a narcissistic spirit, through gaslighting. Mm-hmm. And so it projects its own shortcomings onto you to make you think you're losing your mind, to take the mind of Christ off of you, to make you start questioning the truth about things. That's called Leviathan, by the way. So it works with Leviathan and Ahab. So it's three demons, three-pronged attack. And why would they send that into the church? They're sending it into the church because it's a front runner for the Antichrist spirit. Because remember, we talked about God laying his super on your natural, the zodiac, God laying his Maseroth on the natural, on your zodiac, on your sign, being a son and daughter of Issachar, knowing the signs and the times, know who you are and whose you are. You're born into the earth as a sign and a wonder. You're supposed to be. And so you're supposed to know who you are. And by the way, God created the zodiac. It was perverted by cultures. Go look it up in the Bible. I can give you the book. Let me read the book to you before I tell you this stuff. But it's Ralston, 1865. And she wrote the book. You can find it on Amazon.com. And I want to tell you the book. Actually, doggone it. Doggone it. Okay, let's see here. The book is called... Uh-oh. People texting me here. I want to tell you these books. Okay, it's The Voice of the Stars and The Witness of the Stars. Those are the two books you need to go get. The Voice of the Stars and The Witness of the Stars. If you want to learn about, and that's high-level intercession, by the way. But you got to know yourself. You got to know your ways. You got to know if you really, truly know the Ancient of Days. And in this day and time, because God knows our level of deception, he knows who's truly coming into all truth. He knows who's going to be true. Job, Joseph. See, they went through extreme testings in their gifts of love. They were born with the gift of love on their vessel from birth. Some are given the gift of joy, others faith. Very few are given the gift of love from birth. That's the presence of God in your vessel from birth. They were standard bearers for their generation, I believe, to show the people around them a better way to believe. The Lord says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Walk ye in it. They were standard bearers. So everybody's watching these testings they're going through. Remember Job's goofy friends. They all came in. Oh, no, you must have done something to really make God mad. To make him do something like this to you. No, no, no. What if God found you righteous? Remember Job was tested because he was such a righteous man. What if you were tested because God knew you would be true? Joseph, Job. What if he knew if I take them through these sufferings, they'll be true to me. And guess what? Even if I take everything away from them, they'll be true to me. They won't deny me. Whew. And so at the end of their lives, they were given double for their trouble. So God says, know your own deception, because God does. And it's time to come up, love. He's saying, he calls you love. He told me to call you love. And we love the Scots, by the way. I've been to Scotland, Catherine. I love Edinburgh. I love it. I got lost in Edinburgh one time. I love the Scots. But God's saying, it's time to come up, love. Into true love. That's your true name. You're not who Satan says you are. You're love. And that's from above. But you have to choose, or you'll get used and abused by the fallen one and others around you. Some of you only fell by accident, and now God wants to help you stand back up and come through. Which brings us to Psalms 95:1 through 96:13 as we begin to wrap this up today. I hope you're encouraged, man. Are you guys encouraged? I'm very encouraged where God is taking us. I mean, he is really, you're about to break through. You're about to break through. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for putting that up there. What does Psalms 95 talk about, 96 talk about? It talks about how great God is. It talks about how great God is. When you've seen him come through again and again and again, and you know what he has to say about a thing. You don't have to prove it to anybody around you. All you've got to do is walk this thing through. That's all you got to do. And let God show up and operate through you. That's the reason the power came on you. That's why he endued you with power. Because he knew you were going to be tired by this point in the test. He knew you'd want to quit and just forget it, God. I'll just go back to fishing. He said, no. I want you to praise the rest of your way through, because what you can't do, I can. And I'm going to do this thing for you. I'm going to do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So Lord says, start thanking me for what I'm fixing to do. Imagine when you, what we've already seen with God's wonders of the past, and yet you refuse and you gladly submit to the king when he's wanting to bless you through and through, Gideon. But you have to come out from amongst them, the religious. You have to come out from amongst them, and you have to learn to do things a new way, Abraham. If he did it back then, if he required it of them back then, he's going to require this of us now. Because God's ways don't change. Ours do. We're the ones who stepped away. And if you want to come out and through, you're going to have to do things his way. Which brings me to Proverbs 14, 5 and 6. When it states this, and I'm going to read you the definition of this, the definition of a false witness. A false prophet. Let me say it like this. A person who deliberately gives false testimony. Synonyms: a perjurer, a liar, a provocateur, a person who has lied or lies repeatedly. It's like vomit. It just keeps spilling out of their mouths like a waterfall because they're sick, they're dysfunctional, and they don't even know it. See, perception is a powerful thing. Perception, if we're raised around it, and that's our, but whether it comes through your culture, whether it comes through your city, your region, every city has a perception, a reality, a cultural thinking. That's what I'm saying, like that. You have a family thinking. That's why God told Abraham, come out from amongst them, Abraham. Let me change you into truth. Let me deliver you to bring you into what's the way, the truth, and the life. Let me transform you. But see, people don't like to talk about these things because they're afraid of what it's going to cost them. Well, I don't want to deal with these psychological things. You have people saying that about deliverance ministry. That's ludicrous. If you start getting free, deliverance ministry is addictive. It's very addictive because the freer you become, the better things become around you. And you start drawing people to yourself, like yourself, healthy people, because God is a good God, right? So if God is a good God and I've got him operating inside, he's praying through me, and I've got more truth on the inside of me, guess what? I'm drawing heavenly things because only the truth resides in heaven. So on earth, as it is in heaven, I start drawing those good things to me. That's how blessings manifest, Gideon. This is Proverbs 14, 5, and 6 as we wrap up today. An honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Can you truly discern the truth around you? Do you know the true voice of the king? As we wrap up this Friday, I want you to be encouraged today, guys. Be very, very encouraged. And thank you for joining me. And I'm grateful to finally have a positive word, doggone it, instead of a hard word. It wasn't as hard as the last two. But yeah, you keep joining me. I do these on Tuesdays and Fridays. And just to give you prophetic insight as to what God is saying about where we're at right now. And you're going to need it as you walk through C2. Because it lasts from April 30th through August 31st. So you're going to want to be tuning in to find out the prophetic oversight of what you're going through. But anyway, I'll look forward to talking to you. We'll talk soon. And until then, you go have yourself a great weekend. And I'll look forward to seeing you then. I love you guys. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.